Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Imagine if you're General George Washington. The American Revolution is taking place. You don't know if you're going to live or you're going to die. You have a ragtag army, people that are farmers most of the time, and they're going out with sometimes no shoes, very little clothes, fighting against one of the biggest militaries in the world, Great Britain. I mean, your only hope is God. This is how our country began. It began by making an appeal to God. You know, our God is bigger than anything that could ever happen to any man's schemes, things, evil powers coming against us. He made an appeal to heaven. As a matter of fact, we had the flag, and we talked about it before in the program, but Dutch Sheets just had a gathering in this beginning of a movement called An Appeal to Heaven, because it ain't over till it's over. Let's take a look.
2015 has been a challenging year for the church in America. The Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, and Christians faced jail time, fines, and lawsuits simply for standing up for their faith.
Yes, George, but some say America's best days are over, but a number of leaders say not so fast. They've just kicked off a nationwide prayer tour called An Appeal to Heaven, and many are answering the call. Take a look. A white flag with a large evergreen flies over hundreds gathered in Middletown, Ohio, not for surrender, but for America's future.
We're going to push this thing through.
Organizer Dutch Sheets told me the significance.
It's taken me back to our roots as a nation. And this movement that birthed the nation, a lot of people don't know that we were born under a prayer movement with a flag that said appeal to heaven. But we were.
Sheets, who's led many national calls to prayer, says the Appeal to Heaven flag is the same design used by George Washington's ragtag army during the Revolution, a war where there seemed to be no hope or path to victory.
We can't defeat the British. We can't get our independence, humanly speaking. We have no army. We don't have the weapons. We don't have the money. They have all of it. They have the greatest empire maybe ever. But if God is in this, if this is God's idea, if he really is raising up a city on a hill to be a light to the nations, he'll help us. And they put that on the flag, appeal to heaven. And that's what it means. There's no other hope, so we're going to appeal to heaven.
Bishop Harry Jackson says Americans need to remember the original mission of our forefathers.
God's original intent was to have a land that would preach the gospel, share the good news around the world. Our prosperity is tied to the purpose of God.
He says it's also a time for this nation to pray for unity and forgive others.
The church has got to own the fact that we have been divided. And God has given us the capacity, the only group in the world that has the capacity to rise above these ethnic differences, is the Church of Jesus Christ.
Sheets says an appeal to heaven is more than a series of prayer meetings, but a movement designed to wake up the body of Christ and let them know when it comes to America, it ain't over.
And I don't care what they say about the unborn. I don't care what they say about marriage. It ain't over till God says it's over. It's not settled law. He says it's settled law. We're going to change these things.
Lou Engel, whose prayer movement, The Call, has brought millions together on behalf of this nation, predicts a wave of God's outpouring that will be bigger than anything we've seen before.
And it will not be just fasting and prayer, but a proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled. It's time for the Jesus movement. I feel we're in that shift. It's happening again, but it's the Jesus days.
Christians sharing a passion to see America turn back to God came here from across the country to be a part of this prayer movement.
I'm constantly praying for this nation, praying for our generation, and I just really felt like God wanted me to be here.
And we can believe that God will hear our cry and he'll shift things.
I'm walking away with hope, and I'm walking away with faith.
Sheets also unveiled a free iPhone app that will spread this movement to the digital and social media universe. It's called Give Him 15.
for the first time, technology allows us, we can get everybody on board. They don't have to watch the same TV program. They don't have to go to the same church. They don't have to be a part of the same movement. All they have to do is pull their phone out and say, okay, I'll do this. Lord, I pray for, and know that all over this nation, millions of people are going to be praying that same prayer. Talk about the power of agreement and the synergy that can take place.
As these events move into next year, many hope God will do for this generation what he did for George Washington's. Even when it looked like all hope was lost, God intervened because his people appealed to heaven.
There's got to be a hope that comes that says, wait a minute, if we appeal to heaven, he can turn this thing around.
That's so exciting, isn't it? You know, you hear us talk about the best of times and you hear us talk about the worst of times. We're talking about the prophetic warnings that God wants us to be able to give. But he says, you know, if we repent, if we turn, and the Lord has shown us so many good things coming, great awakenings, revival, stadiums filled with people crying out to God, you know, a blessing upon those who are the Lord's and just a great harvest of souls. But it's going to come in the midst of turmoil. So when we're seeing the things that we've been talking about, realize we can make this appeal to heaven. God will respond when we call out to him. We have a God who actually hears us. And by the way, you can go download that app right now with your iPhone or your Android phone or your mobile device. You know, it says, give them 15. Give them 15. Think about it. No matter where you go to church at, who you're fellowship with, you know, no matter where you are in the United States, you can pray. We're all praying at the same time because they sent a message to you and everybody at the same time. It's so exciting. There's hope. When we get back from this break, we're going to break it down a little bit because remember, the church started in one place and began to migrate out of Jerusalem and it went on a journey. And we're going to find out about that journey and what it has to do with France, what it has to do with the radical or Islamic jihadists and what they're doing and what they think. We're going to make a lot of sense to you. It's going to help us to understand what's really going on in the Middle East. Join us after the break.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.